Welcome to Hot Breath Comedy Fam. On Monday, May 13th, I am teaching a clean comedy workshop. The last four I have taught sold out very quickly. So if you want to learn about clean comedy, the business side, where the line is, how to write clean comedy, go to the link in the description of this episode and we'll see you there. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath for this very special first of its kind episode. After over 400 interviews on this podcast and over 7 years of doing this podcast, we are making a big announcement of a big partnership that is going to change the comedy game in a big way. I'm so excited for you to be a part of it. And away we go. Hot Breath. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and our episode today is a first of its kind. We have an announcement, and I'm bringing on a previous guest to break the news with me. So please welcome back to the Hot Breathiverse, Hot Brethren and Sistren, the one and only Mr. Brandon Lewin.
Preach!
Everyone.
Brandon Lewin. Bro, after like off the phone doing the evangelicus or what
evangelicus.
Yeah. I feel like you're gonna fucking sell me like on religion right now.
I look like a youth pastor.
You do.
I do. Like, I came in here to lay hands on this whole operation.
Yeah. What did we call you earlier? Buddy Olstein?
Buddy Olstein? Yeah. Joel Osteen's,
Joel Osteen's
brother.
Younger brother.
I'm the good one, all right? I'll let you in if there's a flood. I don't keep my money in the bathroom. I keep it on the counter. All right. Here we go.
That's good, man. That's
like
real
that?
Good.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm honing it in. My wife's ready for me to go viral, so I'm going to do this until we pop off. Yeah.
You look like you're kind of constipated.
A little bit. It's the Holy Spirit moving through me. That was the announcement today. Joel's constipated, and he's got a new impression. So that's what we're doing today, fam.
Yeah, we're excited.
We got Comedy Fam in here. Brandon did the podcast a few months ago now, maybe several months ago.
No, it was almost like a year ago.
Was it almost a year ago?
I remember I was in New York when we did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
it was probably in like July of last year. That's wild, man.
That explains the love then. It's been growing and fermenting.
That's right. Planted the seed then.
We basically did the podcast together and hit it off really well. What Brandon's doing with Big Laugh here in Austin is incredible, and I'll get him to talk about it a little bit more. What I've been doing here at Hot Breath for the past 6 or 7 years is interviewing over 400 comedians all about the craft of comedy to help educate aspiring and working comics, but to also give comedy fans that peek behind the curtain of what it actually takes to become a comedy superstar. So Brandon has worked with some of the biggest comedians in the game as well. So maybe tell them a little bit about Big Laugh before we get into what's happening.
Yeah, man. There. You know, first I want to just give you praise because I loved when I came on the show. It was by far one of my favorite experiences, and I had no idea who the fuck you were. Like, you hit me up. I think you DM'd me on Instagram. You're like, hey, I got this podcast. I checked it out. I was like, oh, shit, you got some serious guests on here. I'm like, all right, cool. And I was like, we jumped on, we talked, and like you said, we vibed. And that was, like, the best part because we aligned with everything. But what you've done, and now you've come here to Austin, you're hanging out here, you're walking down the streets, you're going into fucking the mothership, and people are recognizing you. They're like, oh, it's
sick.
Joel. It's really you and a real person. Sick. Like, people saw you off the street, man. I was like, it was wild. And it just goes to show, like, what you're doing and what Hot Breath does for comedians is aligns exactly with what we're doing too at Big Laugh Comedy. And I love to see it because I think I told you this before off the mic, but when I first started doing comedy 6 years ago, I'm a nerd, so I tried to research as much as possible, and there was like nothing out there that really told you like how to write a joke. I even reached out to, I would used to tweet or like DM bigger comedians like, hey, what do I do? And their advice always was stage time. And as a comedian who'd never been up on stage, I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, I didn't know what that meant, to be honest with you. Now I get it. I totally get it. And that's what I tell other people, but I try to explain it. But like, what you provide as far as helping people figure out how to write jokes, but also pulling the curtain behind and showing people what comedians have to go through. like the stories that I'm sure you've mm-hmm. heard and people that share on this podcast gives other people hope, because it's not that easy. It's hard fucking work, and mm-hmm. everyone goes through their own trials and tribulations to get to a certain point. Like Andrew Schultz didn't start off. I mean, he had a hard time breaking into the comedy scene for a long time, but people don't see that. They see him now buying his own comedy special back from yep. Amazon and then selling himself and making millions and millions of dollars. That's what they see. They don't see that struggle, and you showcase and highlight the struggle. And I think that's extremely important. And the stories behind each comedian are extremely important too. And it's not shared enough. So bravo to you, man.
Thank you, man. It was the show that I wish existed. So I created it, you know.
And that's amazing.
And bravo to you and what you've been able to do at Big Laugh, not only in giving comedians a platform to create their own content and their own podcasts and stuff, but also what you guys have done, especially where in the pandemic where it seemingly like there was no hope. You guys really gave hope to a lot of comedians and a lot of people that, yeah. oh, it's going to be all right. And there is another way to do comedy, because I've been doing comedy 13 years. I can tell you, I can't tell you just the gatekeeper side of this and that whole competitive mentality over like supportive and nurturing mentality. And what you guys have really cultivated here with Big Laugh is like an open arms approach for connecting comedians and comedy fans. And the name speaks for itself. I mean, Big Laugh, you know, yeah. and you guys do that both on stage and off stage with the content you create. And there's just such a natural, organic connection between Hot Breath and Big Laugh.
Yeah, there really is. And I appreciate that a lot, man. And, you know, when we first started comedy, it's and Big Laugh comedy, I mean, it really, I started doing it solo. I had I was producing shows on my own and did it in like small venues. But my biggest thing from the get-go was make it into a business friendly show, right? A lot of comedians I noticed here in Austin pre-pandemic would do comedy shows, but they do it either for free or they charge like a small amount of money. So they never would make money off the mm-hmm. show. And comedians would be really talented and they would go up there and they get paid in drink tickets or mozzarella sticks. And it's like everyone should get fucking paid something, right? Like yep. a small amount. Put some monetary value. Even if you get 20 people out, but if those 20 people are paying $20 a ticket, that means that's $400 right there that could go towards the rest of the comedians and split among them. And then you're paying bills and you're making your dream into a real life work and living situation. That's the hard thing, right? Like a lot of comedians start off, they live in the cars, mm-hmm. they're getting paid shit. So, you know, from us from the get-go, when I did bar shows, I remember I paid this girl, Jacqueline, I forgot her last name, Lenona, I think it was, but she's based out of here. I don't know if she still does comedy, but she came on a show and I saw her on a bunch of flyers on other shows in Austin, and I put her on mine. I gave her like 5 or 10 minutes and I paid her $35. I Venmo'd her and she's like, she screenshotted and she's like, Brandon, she's like, this is the first time I ever get paid for a comedy show. I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, you serious? I'm like, I see you all over town. Like, this is the first time? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, we're going to have to do more of these. So that's what we did, man, and we still do it to this day, and that's what I love about what we're doing. Like, when we started off Big Laugh Comedy, it's always been about the comedians. It's always about giving them opportunity. The other thing is, like, the scene has a lot of bad apples in it, not necessarily comedians, but the business side of it. Mm-hmm. Agents can be kind of cutthroat. You have club owners that don't treat comedians the proper way. I can't tell you the horror stories I hear. And it makes me sick to my stomach personally, because I always try to take care and make fair deals with comedians, giving them opportunities to do things. And if they take it and they run with it, then they get paid for it, and they get paid for it very handsomely.
Amen.
And that's the way it should be, you know, and it should be a good, healthy relationship between the people who are either producing the shows or the comedy club owners and the comedians. But a lot of times the club owners, especially the older ones, because they're a little old school and they're a little jaded, but they look at comedians just like a dollar sign. They get them in, they get them out. They don't really treat them right. And for our philosophy is that we're taking care of, we have two customers. We have the comedy fans and we have the comedians. And our goal is always to provide the best customer service and the best experience for both sides every single time, mm-hmm. whether that's in person or online. And so, you know, we're all about comedians. We're pro comedians, pro, like, and I, which is funny to say because you shouldn't have to say it if you're like, your job relies on comedians, yeah. But you kind of have to, though. Like, I think more comedians will understand that than like the regular fan, because the fan doesn't see all the bullshit that happens behind there. But I mean, I was telling Corey some horror story about a comedian that we all know that he was featuring in a club, and he got a call about headlining another gig that was going to pay him like three times the amount of money. And so he found a replacement to feature who was a very good replacement. The club owner told him, if he didn't play his club, he would never play there fucking again.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, I hear that type of shit, I'm like, man, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It takes both sides to really work, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, the comedians need the club owners and they need the producers and vice versa. You know, and then everyone needs the customers. So anyway, I got a little down that rabbit hole.
No, but, I mean, you're passionate about it. And I mean, as a professional comedian myself, that's what really stood out, is just the difference and your vision and your approach to comedy and the business. You came from a successful like marketing background with like big companies. So me also seeing, the comedy business is outdated. It's a little stale.
It is.
And it's prime for disruption.
Yep.
And I see what you're doing with Big Laugh is like right the tip of the spear of that disruption. Yep. And I wanted to be in on it.
Yep. And that, so that's the announcement.
Yeah.
Just tell people.
That's the announcement.
So Big Laugh is proud to announce that we're bringing over Hot Breath to the network.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? If you're loving this episode and all the other awesome content you get here for free, then you are going to love our brand new Hot Breath VIP list. All you got to do to join is go to hotbreathpodcast.com/VIP, and you're going to get exclusive access to not just podcasts, but also other content like unseen interviews, merch drops, discounts, giveaways, and a lot more exciting things. And this is for everyone. If you're an aspiring or working comedian or just a comedy fan that loves getting those behind the scenes nuggets, you're gonna love what we have here at the new Hot Breath VIP list. So go to the link in the description or join at hotbreathpodcast.com/VIP, and I'll see you there. Speaking of comedy, I've gotta shout out the network behind this show, Big Laugh Comedy. They have been killing it in the Texas comedy scene, producing some of the biggest shows live and also podcasts like the one you're watching here. And even bigger news, Big Laugh is hitting the road, bringing their best comedians and shows to a city like yours. So do yourself a favor, join their VIP newsletter and get exclusive access to not just when they're coming to your city, but also even more fun content and even comedy news. So all you got to do is go to blcomedy.com/VIP-HB or hit the link in the description. We'll see you there.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's been a long time coming. We've been working on it for a while, but now it's finally here. You came into Austin. We filmed a bunch of podcasts. Great guests. Got you on a few. Yep. So excited for the future, man. I mean, I don't know if you want to share, but I'll share a little bit about what we've been talking about. It's just taking Hot Breath and doing more of what you're doing, but really also expanding to understand that, like, I think the show was kind of branded in the sense of just for comedians and people who are aspiring to be comedians, but I truly believe that this show is more than just that. It is that, but it's also about the comedy nerds. People just want to hear a good story about someone, because comedians are truly entrepreneurs, right? Yep. And and they struggle, they go through that ups and downs, and they deal with all sorts of shit, and it's the same thing, but like sharing their stories is important for other people to hear, so they know that they're not alone and that there's other opportunities for them, whether it's in comedy or not, really. That's what it comes down to. So that's what we're doing. Hot Breath, we're expanding the fucking Hot Breath universe, and then putting you in a real studio in Hotlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're gonna fucking blow this shit up, man.
Yo.
I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, it just makes my heart smile to just, it's
your best so far was yesterday when you sat there and you were like, this is surreal, like, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. I've just been bootstrapping, dude. I mean, I've flown
and you've done a great job though, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, dude. I mean, the early days were literally like, I'd fly to LA for interviews. I mean, I accidentally deleted an episode with a comedian in Atlanta. So then I flew to LA to get that interview again, and just cards disrupting or like malfunction. I mean, I've been, there's a very big comedian I was supposed to interview and my recorder didn't work. And we literally said, I'm not kidding, because he was a fan of the podcast and he was excited to do it.
See?
Yeah. I don't want to drop the name, but it's yeah. And he was like, dude, he's like, listen, we're friends now. And I told him, I was like, I mean, you know, well, I'm gonna be having a, this hadn't happened yet. And I was like, well, I'm about to get a studio set up. So I was like, we'll just save it for then. He's like, let's save it. Let's do it the right way. Cause this was in his green room after a show. Not okay. A green room. It was in the dressing room.
Oh, wow.
He's like, let's do it the right way. He's like, when you get your studio, he's like, you have my word. We're going to do it.
That's awesome.
And we like had a heart to heart there. And then, so this to be happening now, you know, for doing it just a one man band for so long, man, it's such a relief to be around other like-minded people and to really,
it's fun, man.
Change the comedy business in a positive way.
Yeah, well, to do anything great, you have to have a team behind you, right?
Yeah.
Like the big comedians, they all have a team behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, who's just on the podcast, who I'm sure we'll see this, you'll see the episode after this one.
Yeah.
But she has a team now, you know?
Yep.
And everyone talks about it. It's like, that's the next progression. And it's like that in all businesses, right? Like, if you're running a solo business, eventually, if you want to grow, you cannot do everything yourself. You have to get to the next level and bring on people to help you. And look at you, man. You got a team behind you now. Let's go, baby.
Hot Breath fam. This is beautiful, dude. So a lot's going to be changing in a very positive direction.
Yep.
You know, I've been consistent posting the podcast, but there's going to be so much more now that we're going to be doing with the YouTube channel, the content creation side of it in
100%.
Terms of just social media in general, and the newsletter, the Hot Breath VIP newsletter that I'm so excited about.
That's, make sure you guys go sign up.
Yes.
Go right now. Go to the website. Hit the link down in the description. Make sure you sign up for that VIP because there's going to be a lot of great exclusive content that you won't be able to get anywhere else. So make sure you go do that right now.
Yeah, because Hot Breath is first and foremost a community, you know?
Yeah.
And the big laugh culture and I think the Hot Breath culture really work together well. And really, I feel like we can really take the community to that next level and make it even more connected and intimate with that newsletter, the Hot Breath VIP. So,
100%.
Oh, man, it just makes my heart. I mean, I know my wife is so happy as well.
Well, I just want to, like, kind of touch a little bit more on what you were saying. For everybody, is like, the content is going to be a lot more of the same, but also we're going to dig deeper into some of the topics and just fucking blow this stuff up, man. I mean, the ideas that we have been brainstorming, talking since you've been down here is just tremendous. And so, you know, a lot of it is going to be like, we're going to be providing more interviews, but exclusive content. Then we're going to have some fun giveaways, creating some merch, throwing that out there. I mean, I know you guys already have merch, but a little bit more of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even some live shows, man. We're going to get Hot Breath out there and in front of a live audience and do some and bring some big names on there too to help, but also help spread the culture and share, you know, more information for comedians to help them become bigger and hit their goals faster too.
I mean I flew in yesterday, got in at noon, started recording at 2, and we've basically just been creating content ever since. And
that's right, I love
the plan
though.
So
you are a workhorse, my friend.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man.
We ain't aiming for the middle here now.
No.
Oh, this is going to be
Speaking of not aiming for the middle, can I make a quick little announcement myself besides this one?
Please.
Which feeds into, because we're going to do the first live Hot Breath, we're going to do from the first Big Laugh Comedy Club, which is opening up in Fort Worth, Texas.
Let's go.
Very soon. We're super excited about that. It's going to be just a lot of the same of what we've been doing, but now we have our own place to do it, our own home. We have full control over what we're going to be doing there. And we're going to bring in, you know, everyone from big name comedians to, you know, smaller name comedians, helping people develop. We're going to have actually multiple rooms in there. So we're going to have 2 rooms. One's going to be smaller, about 100 people. We're going to have a bigger room that's going to be about 300 people. And then it's going to be set up to do some wild stuff, and we'll be able to not just do live shows, but also create content and create art and put out specials and all sorts of stuff. So our goal is to make it the best comedy club in the world and in the States and, well, the world. Let's just say the world.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how well the comedy clubs are overseas yet, but this is first of many for us, and we're super excited. And we're going to bring Joel out there and do some stuff. And then we're also going to be, you know, really catering a lot to the local scene, but also helping Austin scene too, since we got our roots down here, bringing comedians up there, expanding their brand and helping them grow as well. So this is fun stuff, man. I'm super excited. It's been a long time coming though too. It's like, fuck.
Oh yeah.
This has been like two years in the works.
But
really,
you know, good things come to those who wait.
Yes, I guess so.
We were just waiting. You know, you guys just, you know, produced the Matt Rife special, so it was only right that now we're like, all right, hot breath
can come in there. We dipped our toes in the water a little bit, and now we can make a big splash.
Let's
with hot
go.
Breath, baby.
Exactly. So this is going to be a beautiful thing. So yes, don't forget, join that Hot Breath VIP newsletter, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and really leave your comments on this video about what you're most excited about in the future of the comedy industry and what you're most excited about with this new partnership, and really almost like family, I would say.
Man.
I mean, it's real. I've been in the game long enough to know and feel the difference between when something is a maybe and when something is a home run. And haven't felt more confident about any project that I've attached myself to or Hot Breath. There's a reason Hot Breath has been solo for so long, because I've been waiting for the right opportunity. And other offers have been out there, but this was worth the wait, and it's going to be
awesome.
A game changer.
Yeah, so who do I write that check out to?
Yeah, that'd be Joel Byers LLC. We'll keep it off the Hot Breath books. I'll give you my wife's Venmo. We'll keep it on that.
Mitt, you never saw this.
It's gonna be great.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm super excited about this too. And let's get this party rocking, man.
Comedy history.
That's right. That's a wrap.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.